and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Congressional Republicans are about to find out whether Donald Trump can stay focused on their goals in his first appearance before them as president.
We're expecting to head to the Republican retreat in Philadelphia later this afternoon. I'm sure his colleagues will have many questions about what is next on his agenda. One thing we may also see is some kind of executive action moving this voter fraud investigation he has called for forward. We are also expecting him to take other executive actions on trade.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. D.C. leaders are defiant after President Trump's executive order yesterday aimed at cracking down on so-called sanctuary cities. Millions, perhaps billions of dollars in federal aid to D.C. could be at stake. But it's not clear just how much federal money D.C. or other cities could lose. D.C. budget officials do say it could range up to as much as 20% of the city's total annual spending. The chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Jason Chaffetz, is refuting President Trump's claims of widespread voter fraud in the 2016 election. And Chaffetz says, no, his committee will not be investigating.
At least from my viewpoint, I just haven't seen the fraud. If it's out there, the president's convinced it's there, he should investigate it. He's got 100,000 people at the Department of Justice to help him do that. But it's not something the Oversight Committee is going to dive into.
The president has said he wants a major investigation. If Hillary Clinton had won the election, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine would have become vice president. That would have created a vacancy in the U.S. Senate, and Governor Terry McAuliffe would have named an interim replacement for Kaine. Well, now Republicans in the Virginia House are working on a new law that would strip the governor of that appointment power. Instead, all a governor would be able to do is issue a writ of election to fill that Senate vacancy. The Trump administration apparently did not consult Russia before declaring a plan to establish safe zones for refugees in Syria.
In a conference call this morning, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters President Trump did not consult Russia before announcing such a plan and cautioned it would need to be thoroughly considered. While suspending visas for Syrians and others, the order directs the Pentagon and the State Department to produce a plan for safe zones in Syria and the surrounding area within 90 days, but includes no details. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Loudoun County School Board has decided that for now it is not going to add sexual orientation and gender identity protection to the school system's anti-discrimination policy. The board says the law is still too unsettled. Plus, they say we don't know what actions the Trump administration may have in mind. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is urging the D.C. Council to repeal a law that takes away or suspends the driver's licenses of people who have served jail time for drug offenses.
People who have paid their debt to society have earned a second chance, and now we have to make sure our policies support that.
Other years, D.C. has enacted the law because if it didn't, the city would lose federal highway funding. But Bowser says people reentering society after serving time need licenses to get certain jobs.
Some D.C. residents want to pursue their goal of becoming professional truck drivers.
She adds studies say ex-offenders with access to jobs are less likely to return to jail. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
We changed each other's lives for the better. That's how actor Dick Van Dyke describes his relationship with Mary Tyler Moore, his TV wife, who died yesterday at age 80. And her Mary Tyler Moore Show co-star Ed Asner says he will, quote, never be able to repay the blessings that Moore gave him. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 20,069. The Nasdaq at 5656. Sports, college basketball, Georgetown upset 16th-ranked Creighton. GW beats George Mason. Navy beats AU. NHL, the Caps are idle. They're in New Jersey tonight. NBA, the Wizards are off till tomorrow. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
But just, boom.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
Chris Plant.
Kicking some butt, taking names, and telling the truth.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
No kidding.
Where Washington comes to talk.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
For the checkered flag!
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Route 4. We can do this. Getting up through to the Beltway and out of Upper Marlboro. Little delays, so we're in good shape this morning. You heard me talk about the crash in on 4 near Suitland Parkway. Looks like that's been cleared, so pace is much better. Now to the Wilson Bridge. You're in delays before you get to St. Barnabas Road, top side of the Maryland Beltway. Initial crash had been after Colesville Road. It's completely cleared, but in the backups near New Hampshire Avenue, we had a fender bender now to the shoulder, so a bit busy topside and slows coming off of 95. Virginia, here we go. On the Beltway, absolutely jammed. You're going to need to wait a while to clear this one out for extra patience for sure. So from Annandale to the toll roads, just bumper to bumper, the initial crash at the toll road cleared. One in the backup at 123 in the express lanes and also interloop near 7 for the second crash. East on 66 is just jammed to join on through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some raindrops around this morning. They have to throw the wipers on briefly by this afternoon. The sun brightens the sky. And have a west-southwesterly breeze go northwest on us and whip up this afternoon, 56. Tonight, 37, so we are colder and clear. And finally, a day where we're near normal, 44 degrees tomorrow, sunshine, a stiff west breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 49 in Centerville, 45 in Germantown, 52 degrees in Washington. Britain's prime minister is set to tell Republicans that the U.S. and U.K. can lead the world. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. Coming up in about 30 minutes, Mark Corian will join us to talk about some of the immigration decisions that were made yesterday by Donald Trump. Things are happening fast and furiously in this town, and we're going to keep you up to speed on all of the new developments with Mark Corian at 7:35. 8:05, we'll look back fondly at the life and times of Mary Tyler Moore. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper will join us. I'm Brian Wilson, joined today by Mary Walter. Good morning to you, Mary. Good to have you aboard.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And joining us on the line right now, Susan Ferriccio, the chief congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. She is not in Washington. She's in Philadelphia. Why? Well, Republicans have gathered there for a retreat to plan their strategy going forward. Mm-hmm. They will be joined at some point by President Trump today as they talk about the strategy going forward and what they want to accomplish in the first 100 and 200 days. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, everybody.
All right. How's it going thus far? And tell us what's on tap for today.
Well, they started their retreat yesterday, the Republicans in both the House and the Senate, and they heard from the GOP leaders about the agenda. And as you say, it is pretty packed. They want to, of course, repeal and replace the health care law, do tax reform, and regulatory reform. But they've also added a couple things per the request of Donald Trump, which I think was really pretty interesting. There was a White House meeting, as you know, earlier this week with the top leaders and Donald Trump, and he told them that he liked their agenda, but he wanted them to add his infrastructure plan, which, as you may recall, he mentioned on the campaign trail a lot, this $1 trillion infrastructure project that he wants to embark upon. And so he asked for Republicans to try to get that done in their agenda as well. And now, yesterday, of course, we all know he announced he wanted the Mexican wall built, and that would start immediately. And he signed an order to that effect. And now the Congress is going to take up this spring a special spending bill specifically to pay for the wall. So that's new on the agenda as well. And we learned that yesterday from lawmakers after they came out of their first joint session. So that was Wednesday. And as you said, today is a very big day because Trump is coming here, as is the Vice President, Mike Pence. He'll talk to them around lunchtime, and then Trump will talk later. And then, of course, the big guest is not an American, but it's the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, who's the Conservative Party leader in her country. And she is also going to address Congress today, the Republican Congress here in Philadelphia. And that should be pretty interesting, I think, for because it's the first time a foreign leader has come and addressed the group at one of the retreats. And finally, tonight, their special guest at dinner is two-time Super Bowl winner quarterback Peyton Manning is going to talk to them.
Wow. I was sort of surprised by that. Why Peyton Manning? I did not know that he was, I've always thought of him as being sort of apolitical. Is he involved in politics?
Well, he's not really involved with politics. However, he is a Republican donor. He gave money to Republican candidates in Tennessee, where he's from, and including Lamar Alexander's Senate campaign. And he's coming as a guest of Senator Lamar Alexander and Bob Corker, who are apparently know the guy pretty well. So he's got leadership qualities, obviously, and teamwork. Is a big thing with him, and that he's going to come and talk to the guys and women about that, because obviously if they want to get their agenda passed, it's going to be, it's going to be tough to move this fast, and you're going to need a lot of teamwork, and like they thought that he would be the guy to talk to him about it. And interesting, I think. An interesting choice.
He's the Republican version of Beyonce. Susan, you had mentioned, just want to go back a little bit, you had mentioned about them preparing a bill to build the wall and for financing for the wall. I think there are a lot of people who say, wait a minute, Trump said that we're going to get Mexico to pay for this. Is this bill that they prepare, is there any are there any details in this about how this is going to happen? Or is it just an appropriations bill that we're going to take American taxpayer dollars to pay for this, and then we'll worry about getting Mexico to pay for it down the road? Do you think there'll be details in this?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, because, Republicans are quite averse to these kinds of spending bills that aren't paid for or covered somehow. So what I was told yesterday by these lawmakers is that, Trump told us that he's going to find a way for Mexico to pay for it, and we believe him, and that's okay with us. We'll fund this thing, and then Trump says we're going to pay for it at some point, and that's how it's going to go. I mean, it's really rather interesting. What about the infrastructure bill? Where is the money going to come from?
Right.
Now, they talked about, private, public-private partnerships and private contributions to get this thing going, but that's not going to, cover the full cost of such a massive project. You have Democrats who have proposed their own solution that came out earlier this week, which is more than $1 trillion, all kinds of projects from roads, bridges, schools, environmental stuff. And so that's out there, and they want Trump to take a look at their plan. So it's really all kinds of stuff swirling around when it comes to this big infrastructure plan. What I do know is, though, that Trump does not want them to put it off past their big 200-day agenda. They've got a 200-day agenda instead of a 100-day agenda. They want to try to get a lot of this stuff done by August. Well, so now infrastructure's in there, too, and in its wall.
Let me ask you, though, about Obamacare, because, I'm reading these stories that say Republicans are meeting to discuss what they want to do among the things that are on their list is, how do they fix Obamacare? How do they repeal it and replace it? And I'm hearing stories that suggest that they don't really have a plan, that there's great, consternation about how they actually solve this problem.
Right. They do have a plan. They just don't have the details of the plan. The three-part plan that they say that they have is, the administration can repeal about 1,400 different provisions of Obamacare. That can be done without any involvement of Congress. They have a repeal and replace measure that they're going to do by March. That's going to, with the 51-vote rule in the Senate, move through not only the repeal, but the framework and parts of replacement. We don't know what's in that yet, though. They mentioned things like health savings accounts, but what else? We don't know. Mm-hmm. And then the third leg of this stool is later down the road. They'll, as they move along, go past other things through so-called regular order, which will require Democratic help. So you have a three-part plan. What we don't have is what's going to be in this repeal replace. That's what they're working out today. And I think there are some ideas out there that they're going to propose to the group today that the staff is working on. It's not that they haven't been doing anything. It's just they haven't told us what it is, guys. And that's really what this is all about. Mm-hmm. We're going to hear about it pretty soon, because I'm told it's going to be marked up in committee within 2 weeks. So that's, we're going to find out in short order.
Wow.
Well, interesting times, and things are happening fast and furious. I mean, have you ever seen, just quickly, very quickly, have you ever seen anything quite like this, Susan?
No. Nope. And I've been up here a lot on Congress, government Congress, for, you know, decades. Yeah. And I'll tell you, this is really strange times here. But, you know, the people have spoken, and so things are moving quickly. And it's going to be really interesting.
Well, I'm with you on it. I've been in this town 30 years, and I've never seen anything quite like it.
Yep, agreed.
Mm-hmm. It is 7. Agreed. Thank you very much, Susan. I appreciate you very much. It's now 7:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia. You've been in the hot seat this morning here with this beltway problems. Initially started with the accident interloop at the toll road. Now, that's been cleared. We've had two accidents in the backups. The one at 123 on that beltway interloop is in the express lanes, and a lot of activity. Callers telling me 1 hour to get through the backups coming out of Annandale toward the toll road, so plan for that. I'm looking at 66, also eastbound. That's been hit hard with the delays. The heavy volume just to merge onto the beltway. And right before you get to the beltway, ambulance just came up to the scene. It was reported as an accident, but it looks like, well, there are two cars there. So east on 66, it was the green arrow lane. They're making it a red X lane right before the beltway. So three of the four lanes will get you through, just to complicate things a little bit more. Inside the Beltway Falls Church, that crash too on the shoulder. Maryland, you've had your troubles on the beltway too. We've had two accidents between New Hampshire Avenue and Colesville Road, both out of the travel lanes. So that's good news. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for windy conditions today. Cloudy, a high of 56 tonight, clearing up, but 37 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, except for a few afternoon clouds, mostly sunny, but temperatures will reach only 44. That'll be for the March for Life tomorrow. And then on Saturday, a few clouds, highs in the upper 40s. Sunday, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 40s. Currently in the nation's capital, 49 degrees, 717 on WMAL.
Looking for a local CPA firm with a proven track record to prepare your taxes? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have over 70 years of experience in tax preparation. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
Round, round, get around, I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round, I get around.
Yeah, but you won't be getting around on a Segway if you're drinking if a certain law is passed in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Who thought that was a good idea to begin with?
Well, you know, look, apparently there
they
is...
They have to make a law for this?
There's a big problem, I'm told. No, I don't know if there's a big problem. There's a bill currently in the legislature down in Virginia, in Richmond, it's been proposed by a Fairfax County senator that would say that if you get on the road and you're on a Segway, you know, one of those two-wheeled mm-hmm. devices, mm-hmm. and you're drunk... Well, you know, you're going to go down hard. It's going to be against the law. Apparently, there is no such law at the moment. And so the bill says that if you're riding a bike, an electrical personal assistive mobility device, electric power assisted bicycle or moped on a highway while intoxicated, and this apparently also includes the Segway.
Could you go back and read that? A mobile assisted personal device?
An electric personal assistive mobility device.
So like a wheelchair?
I guess, maybe.
On a highway?
Well, you know, they have these little...
Is this a problem in Virginia?
They have these little electric, carts and...
Yeah, but you can't ride them. You can't take them on a highway, can you?
In some places, you can. I had a little electric golf cart.
You can't take that on a highway. You
can't. No, you know, you can take it on a road that goes 35 miles an hour in Florida, where I, you know, where I used to have a golf cart. Yeah, if it's.
But that's not certain, a highway.
I'm just telling you, you can get out on the road with the cars in some places, but not anyway. We're getting off the point here because here's the more interesting thing about this. You might say, well, I can't imagine that this is a real problem.
Yeah.
Why this bill? And why now? Well, it turns out this was a bill that was actually drafted by high school students, and that
and
apparently this congressman works this legislator works with members of a high school to help come up with a piece of legislation as part of a school project. So this initially was started as a school project.
Huh. Hmm. All right. Well, that just goes to show that pretty much anybody can do their job, huh?
I think, by the way, I forget about whether or not you're drunk. You know, these Segways, even if you're sober, you can really get hurt in a hurry in these things. I've told this story once before, and Mary, it happened... Well, let's just say it happened to a friend that I know.
Oh, some guy.
Some guy mm-hmm. went out on a date. Mm-hmm. And they decided they were going to do the Segway tour of Washington.
Okay.
And, I mean, my friend went out and everything was going well until the date fell off the Segway and broke her ankle.
No.
Yeah, I mean, and so the date went from being, you know, a sort of a fun tour of Washington to being a very unpleasant
being an ER visit,
a pleasant night in the emergency room, and you know, my friend feels very bad about this to this day.
Yeah, I can imagine, but I've never been on one before because I know my limitations. Mm-hmm. But I would think that if this is a problem with people riding these things drunk, well, first of all, how do high school kids know that? That's my first question.
Yeah, I don't know.
But if that's a problem, people riding these things drunk, won't the problem pretty much solve itself?
Yeah, I mean, car versus Segway, what happens there?
Well, I just think if you're on a Segway drunk and you happen to ride out into traffic, the problem solves itself.
Well, anyway, so this is one of the things that they're taking up their time with. I don't know if this is going to actually make it through the process, but right now it is certainly officially on the books as something they will consider.
I'm so glad they've solved all their other problems.
It's 7:21.
I saw those blue lights flashing.
Oh no.
Over my left shoulder. He walked right up and said, "Get off that riding mower." I said, "Sir, let me explain before you put me in the tank." She took my keys away, and now she won't drive me to drink.
Your heating system is working hard just to keep up with these cold temperatures. If it suddenly stops, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any heating repair. That's huge savings. Don't be left out in the cold. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Have you made any of these 10 biggest mistakes in your estate plan? I'm attorney Mike Collins. At my Plain English Seminar, I'll explain why they're mistakes and how you can easily avoid them. Plus, I'll show you how to save your loved one's expense, delay, and loss of their inheritance with our innovative reservoir trust. Join me on February 7th in Fairfax or the 9th in Columbia. And leave your checkbook at home. Tuition's free at this educational session. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Aprilia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Missing or damaged teeth can cause more than embarrassment. It could lead to diseases that could negatively impact your life. At the Cascade Center, we excel at full mouth implants that can completely restore your smile, your oral health, and even help you look younger. Many practices send you to several locations over several visits using outside labs, not at Cascades. We're a full-service dental practice. In most cases, your full mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in one day in one location, saving you time, discomfort, and money. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Visit our website and see what our longtime patients have to say. See their success stories. We would love to become a part of yours.
Prolific experience and a legendary after plan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Dr. Ruparelia and Cascades Dental the right choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Don't miss out on fulfilling your dreams. UMUC's next session is starting soon. Learn more about UMUC's 90-plus programs and specializations and find out how our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
Foster Remodeling Solutions is a Northern Virginia remodeling and design firm with over 30 years of experience focused on kitchens, bathrooms, additions, and whole home renovations to best fit your family's lifestyle. Foster Remodeling is committed to providing you personalized service with expert design and craftsmanship. Learn how your home can be transformed with a complimentary in-home consultation. Call 703-763-5391. That's 703-763-5391. Or at fosterremodeling.com.
Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines. We've dedicated more than 15 years to giving you rational, sensible investing advice. Tune in and learn every Saturday at noon.
7:25 now, WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, just look closely here as you're coming around the outer loop approaching 50, the John Hanson Highway. If you're on that stretch of the Beltway near 202, that's where we had the accident activity. They were trying to get that to the shoulder. Beyond, you'll have a little stop and go into New Carrollton. Then you'll hit the hard delays, College Park to Silver Spring. Two accidents in the backups. They're out of the travel lanes. Now, in the Wheaton area, George Avenue, Arcola Avenue, reports of a crash. You see a little bit of flashing lights and some activity. A lot of flashing lights, lots of them. On the Virginia Beltway, it has been a difficult morning, to say the least. Delays now from Springfield to the toll road. The initial crash at the toll road cleared. Two accidents in the backup still remain. So along the way, you'll have to get around those obstacles. Traffic update is brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. Now with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
56 today. Still a chance of showers, though, as we go through this morning. Partly cloudy this afternoon. Tonight, 37. Tomorrow, only 44 with gusty winds. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 49 degrees. It is 7:27 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You know, Barry Walter, I was getting ready for the show this morning, and as I always do, I run through a bunch of different websites and a bunch of different newspapers, mm-hmm. et cetera, sort of see what people are saying, what people are writing. And I stumbled into this howler of a story on the Washington Post. I mean, it's on their website. It's a howler. It's something that's so funny you just howl with laughter.
I'll be the judge of that.
Well, okay. It has to do with the fact that the Washington Post is shocked, stunned, and amazed that Donald Trump has been sworn into office and in a matter of days is actually going about the process of doing the things that he said he was going to do when he was running for office. They apparently have never seen this before. They are so shocked and stunned. I mean, let me just read this, of course, is written with a slant against Donald Trump, but you'll get the idea.
Of course. Oh, shockingly.
During the campaign, many of Donald Trump's supporters and even his advisors said they look at many of the candidate's most far-reaching promises seriously, but not literally. Now, in his first weeks in the White House, President Trump is showing that at least some of them were indeed meant literally, putting him at odds, they say, with critics and also members of his own party. The Trump administration, you ready for this? The Trump administration is showing every sign of taking the nation far to the right in an effort to make good on a number of his pledges. They can't believe that Donald Trump is actually doing what he said he was going to do.
Well, see, on the upside, Democrats will continue to lose.
That's right. 7:28 on WMAL.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. It's 2017 and time to say goodbye to yesterday's old-fashioned traditional approach to selling homes. Our innovative 5-star hybrid approach has already saved our clients over $4 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. Plus, if you go to BollandBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SOFT. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SOFT.
It's that time of year when the Braves stand up to Old Man Winter. And the rest of us turn tail and get inside. But not for hot cocoa. No, you've got a house to paint and a bathroom to update. So paint over those fingerprints on the den wall and bring that powder room into the 21st century. And it all starts with Lowe's. Lowe's has new lower prices on paint and primer. Now starting at just $17.98 and up to 40% off select vanities and bath products. Let's get this party started with Lowe's. U.S. only while supplies last. Bath offer ends 3/19/17.
Coming up in just a moment, President Trump had a lot of things to say about immigration and cracking down on illegal aliens. We're going to talk to immigration expert Mark Kerkorian coming up after the news. It is 7:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump today takes his first trip outside Washington as president.
President Trump is traveling to Philadelphia later today to attend a GOP retreat. He has plenty to discuss with his fellow Republicans after signing executive orders to build a wall on the border with Mexico and crack down on illegal immigration. Here's what the president had to say about that.
I believe the steps we will take, starting right now, will improve the safety in both of our countries. Going to be very, very good for Mexico.
President Trump was scheduled to meet with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto next week. In a video message to Mexicans, Peña Nieto did not scrap the trip, but he did emphasize once again that Mexico is not paying for that wall.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. Politicians in D.C., New York, Seattle, and other sanctuary cities say they won't be intimidated by a move by the president to cut off millions in federal funding to such communities. And New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says you can bet there will be legal challenges.
We believe the executive order is vague and in some ways contradictory. By the way, it's quite clear the Supreme Court under Justice Roberts in 2012 came with a decision that said it is inappropriate for the federal government to attempt to take funding broad brush away from a state or city because of broad policy matters.
The Loudoun County School Board has voted no to adding sexual orientation and gender identity to the anti-discrimination policy. Loudoun is the third Northern Virginia school board to shy away from expanding its policy to include more LGBT protection. A new poll finds most Virginians would be willing to pay higher taxes if the money went to public education. The poll by Virginia Commonwealth University finds that 69% of Virginians would be willing to pay more. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,069, the NASDAQ at 5656. Sports: an upset in college basketball as unranked Georgetown defeats number 16 Creighton. GW beats George Mason, Navy over American. Hockey: the Caps are idle, they take on the Devils tonight, the Wizards are off till tomorrow. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
Do you know what a REIA is? It's a real estate investor association, and it's where smart people go to obtain wholesale houses, obtain no money, no credit financing, meet local buyers, sellers, and investing partners, and receive local market intelligence and training. Don't buy houses retail. That's ridiculous. And please don't waste your time and money going to a get-rich-quick seminar from a traveling pitch man. Come network with local D.C. and Northern Virginia area real estate investors that are just getting started or taking it to the next level. We meet on Wednesday, February 1st at 6 p.m. at the Key Bridge Marriott on Lee Highway, and Thursday, February 2nd at 6 p.m. at the Tyson's Corner Marriott on Leesburg Pike. And you can register to attend for free by calling 800-493-1206. This month's topic, the 2017 Real Estate State of the Union Address. Call 800-493-1206. Write it down. That's 800-493-1206. Call now. Brought to you by the Northern Virginia and D.C. Real Estate Networking Club.
Depression.
It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work, I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
The winter is here,
and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpet.
So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid.
And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning.
Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 eastbound. Prior to getting to the Beltway, that far right green arrow lane is now red X lane. I have a crash in that lane, so very slow coming in from Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks area. Get a brief break, but once you hit the Beltway, you are going to be in the backups that begin out of Springfield off and on toward the toll road. We've had several incidents this morning. One that remains, inner loop at 123 in the express lanes, but looks like they're allowing one of the express lanes now to get by, but they're still doing a lot of cleanup at the scene. Eastbound inside the Beltway on 66 Falls Church, that crash over to the shoulder. Maryland on 270 is looking at a pretty decent pace until you get to about German Gaithersburg and into Rockville. Had a report of a crash south on 270 near Falls Road, but I'm not seeing anything in the cameras, so just keep alert. And then topside from 95 to George Avenue, pretty much jammed solid. Accident near New Hampshire Avenue, now to the shoulder, and outer loop near 202 over to the shoulder for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Trying to get back to reality today. I don't think we're going to get there quite yet. It's probably more like tomorrow. Temperatures come down to more seasonable. Chance of showers this morning, that's the front. Windy, cloudy, to partly cloudy by this afternoon. 56 by tomorrow, only in the mid-40s. I'm Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Stafford, 43 in Silver Spring, 52 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It is 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. A busy morning here on Mornings of the Mall. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, we will look back fondly on the life and the times and some of the great comedy shows we got from Mary Tyler Moore, who passed away yesterday at the age of 80. Then at 8:35, we'll check in with CNN's Jake Tapper. I'm Brian Wilson. Joining us here today is a good friend of ours, Mary Walters. Yeah, Mary Walter, you know, she's always one of the fill-in people around here when somebody goes on vacation. And Mary, it's good to have you in the house today.
Thank you. I enjoy being here.
A New Jersey girl, but we're gonna do our best to ignore that fact. Joining us right now is John Nolte, who is here to talk about immigration issues. I'm sorry, excuse me. Mark Kerkorian is here to talk about immigration issues.
I
know. Which was a big thing yesterday because that was the major source of Donald Trump. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning. I am not from New Jersey, just to make it clear.
Good.
That's sad.
That's a point in your favor. Mark, very quickly, before we get into this, I want you to hear a little bit about what Donald Trump said yesterday during that interview with David Muir of ABC News.
When does construction begin?
As soon as we can. As soon as we can physically do it.
Within months?
I would say in months, yeah. I would say in months. Certainly planning is starting immediately.
It's going to start quickly. And then he also went on to say that he insists that the Mexicans, some way, somehow, are going to pay for this thing.
Mexico's president said in recent days that Mexico absolutely will not pay, adding that it goes against our dignity as a country and our dignity as Mexicans. He says, they're not paying.
David, I think he has to say that. He has to say that. But I'm just telling you, there will be a payment. It will be in a form, perhaps a complicated form.
So there it is. He's insisting, A, we're going to start, and B, eventually, somehow, the Mexicans will pay. Seems like we need some details on that plan. What do you think?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, they did not talk about the payment parts yesterday in the executive orders, the two executive orders the president signed. I actually think the way the payment's going to work out is they're going to put a tax on money that people send abroad, you know, immigrants send home, remittances, they call them. And that's going to be sort of the payment mechanism. But they didn't talk about that yesterday. They did two executive orders, one on border issues and then one on interior, immigration enforcement inside the country. And they were, you know, they were really outstanding. There are a lot of them. Some of the changes are things that will make a difference immediately. And some of the changes are things where basically they're kicking off a long process that's going to take a while to bear fruit. But, you know, it's, I mean, this is very, he campaigned on this stuff and he does seem to, in fact, be following through.
Yeah, Mark, also, one of the ways, one of the things that was in this executive order is the fact that some countries will not take their people back if we want to deport them. So we wind up just releasing them and they wander the streets and they get, you know, aid and everything else because they don't want them back because they're criminals.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a serious problem. And Congress gave the president a tool in 1996 saying that when a country does this, the president is required to stop issuing visas, new visas, because the ones we issued before, the people just, you know, they won't take them back. So only once, only twice, has that tool been used. Once George W. Bush did it, and then right before the election, Obama did it. And in both cases, they were tiny little postage stamp countries that they used this tool against. I don't think President Trump is going to be reluctant to use that tool against countries that are not taking back their own people.
Our guest is Mark Krikorian, a nationally recognized expert on immigration issues, the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Okay, so the other thing that became very clear yesterday is that Donald Trump intends to crack down on these so-called sanctuary cities.
Absolutely, and that's going to, that's one of those things that's going to take a while to actually work its way out. So a sanctuary city is one that, where the cops arrest somebody just in the normal course of their business, the fingerprints are a hit with immigration. They come up in the computer system at Homeland Security. Homeland Security says, hey guys, when you're finished with this person, whatever you're going to do with them, hold on to them for us because we want to deport them. A sanctuary city basically says, yeah, we're not going to do that. We're just going to let them go. And one of the executive orders yesterday started to crack down on them, saying that they're going to cut off certain federal funds. The thing is that the big ones like New York and L.A. and Chicago have said they don't care. They're willing to do without that money. And so what's going to be interesting over the next year is what is the administration going to do next? I think they're going to end up suing them. And then, you know, it'll end up in federal court. But it's going to be a long process to fight these. It's going to be similar to the issue of southern states fighting desegregation, because that's the same kind of thing here. These are local governments defying federal law. And in the end, I think President Trump is going to prevail, but it's going to be an interesting story.
And it'll take a long time. But what about D.C.? I mean, D.C. is a federal city, and it does get quite a bit of federal money. And Mayor Bowser has said, we don't care. We're not going to change our sanctuary city status.
Yeah, but see, the thing with D.C. is that, as it says in the Constitution, Congress has complete legislative authority over all matters. Mayor Bowser is only mayor because Congress has delegated that authority. They can change that. So if Congress says D.C. is going to do X, Y, and Z, Congress is the legislature of the District of Columbia. Everybody else, the D.C. government works for them, basically. So it'll be interesting to see if and how they can fight against Congress's attempt to, you know, make them follow the law.
Mark Krikorian, it is a pleasure to have you on the show this morning. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
It's now 7:44.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
All right. Well, you know, we're headed down toward the end of the month, and I know that many of you started the new year with the resolution, I'm going to do what I can to tighten up my budget. I'm going to do what I can to save a few dollars. And you're going to take a look at everything and try to, you know, put a few dollars back in your pocket. Well, I've got one for you. And it's pretty simple. It's pretty easy. Take a look at how much you're paying for your home security monitoring service. Is it $40, $50, $60 a month? You need to change that because you can switch to Ackerman. It won't cost you a thing to switch over. It can happen in a matter of moments. You can use your existing equipment. You can do it very quickly and start paying a lot less for your security monitoring service. They cost about less than half of what the other guys cost. They are experienced. They protect a million families just like yours and mine. They have a guaranteed response time. As I said, it doesn't take any time to do it. It's quick and easy. And here's the other thing. Right now, for a limited time through the end of the month, take advantage of their New Year's resolution special and get 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. Nothing to change over. Not going to pay anything for 3 months, and then when you start to pay, you're going to pay less than you are right now. That's money in your wallet. Visit AckermanSecurity.com. That's AckermanSecurity.com. 7:45 now on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, it's been 2 hours since I've been talking about the accident activity on the Virginia Beltway. So this means if you're just getting out the door or getting ready, you need an extra time or wait it out because it's going to be a while. Our initial crash, inner loop at the toll road, that's been cleared. The one in the backup at the express lanes at 123, still there along the left side, and a lot of cleanup and a lot to check out. Delays from Springfield, very little break along the way through Annandale, and that now continues toward the American Legion Bridge. 66. Once you get through Manassas and Centerville, it's going to be just a brief break, and then you'll hit the slowdowns again approaching the Capitol Beltway. Incidents still along the right lane. Fire trucks left, but police, two cars still there blocking that far right east on 66 prior to the Beltway. Getting to the 11th Street Bridge, now the obstacle on the bridge onto the freeway. Crash reported. Do watch DDOT crews say they have one unit on the scene, but we're sending fire and rescue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some raindrops around this morning. They have to throw the wipers on briefly by this afternoon. The sun brightens the sky. We're going to have a west-southwesterly breeze go northwest on us and whip up this afternoon, 56. Tonight, 37, so we are colder and clear. And finally, a day where we're near normal, 44 degrees tomorrow, sunshine, a stiff west breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 50 degrees, 747.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this winter? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. For a limited time, ARS is giving away 80% gas furnaces absolutely free with the purchase of select air conditioning systems. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
You're listening to Morning on the Mall. It's Brian Wilson, Mary Walters in the house today. And you know what? We know one thing about Donald Trump. I mean, what do we know before he became president, before he ran for the office? We know that he was very good at doing one thing. Absolutely good at doing this. That's right. This man has no, he doesn't mind at all. If he doesn't feel like somebody's not getting the job done, he'll very quickly say,
you're fired.
That's right. You're fired. And apparently, as president, there are people who are being fired. Let's talk about a story that is crossing the wire here about what's going on in the VA administration.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah, so there are a lot of people who look at the VA and say, you know, the part of the problem with the VA is you have people who are incompetent, perhaps in some cases even corrupt, and yet somehow the system protects them, and, you know, nobody stands around and says, as you might expect them to say, you're fired. That's why they don't say that. And so apparently Donald Trump has sent down the word, start cleaning out the trash over at the VA. He's always said that the VA was an important part of his strategy, that he really wanted to do something for the veterans to make sure they got better health care. And now, a couple of two, they say, notoriously corrupt employees of the VA, in these cases, they're in Puerto Rico, were fired this week, indicating that this may be the first of a series of firings across the board at the VA.
Now, let me ask you a question. Will they get their pension and benefits? It's not because most government employees do. It doesn't matter if they get fired; they can do a crummy job. They stay forever, like you said. They get shuffled around from job to job to job, and they fail up. And then when they retire, when they get fired, they can just walk away with a nice little paycheck, and you and I are going to pay them for the next 30 years because they're incompetent.
I hope not. And I think that, you know, that this administration will do, unlike the past administration, which didn't seem to be willing to do anything to fire anybody that acted improperly or in many cases in violation of the law, and they still couldn't be fired.
Mm-hmm.
This administration is going to take full advantage of every opportunity they can, I think, to sort of clean out the dead wood.
Yeah, but if when they get fired, if the law says they get their pension and their health care and all that other stuff, you can't retroactively go back and change that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess it would have to change the law first. I don't think you can go. I can't imagine go back and retroactively change it. My father told me get a job in the government. I did not listen to him, so look where I am. I'm in the beautiful, lovely, gorgeous world. Fun job. I love my job. But my father was right. You know, look at government jobs.
I think that's sad because, and we hear from people. We actually said this the other day. There's talk about a hiring freeze, mm-hmm. in the government. And I ask people who listen to this show, many of them are federal workers.
Mm-hmm.
Many of these people go in every day and they do the work of the federal government. And I said, are you okay with, you know, a hiring freeze and maybe a reduction in staff of some 20%? Mm-hmm. And almost to a person, the people who listen to this radio station who worked for the federal government called and said, oh, yeah, we got some dead wood.
Yeah.
I'd be happy for that dead wood to go.
Sure.
So, look, I think we're in a different world. And the protections that people have had, well, I don't think they're going to have those protections going forward. But we'll watch very closely. At least now, for the short term, it looks like Donald Trump is not afraid to say,
you're fired.
It's 7:50 on WMAL.
It's the end of 1 year and the start of a new one. Are you satisfied with the progress you made last year toward your financial goals? Hi, Rick Edelman here. You've been putting this off for too long now, so now's the time to give us a call. At Edelman Financial Services, we've been providing straightforward, common-sense advice to people just like you for more than 30 years. Let us help you prepare for retirement and help you achieve your financial goals. We'll help you avoid the mistakes that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you, just like we've done for so many others. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
To be fearless. It's not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Heads up, federal contractors. Come to the Changing of the Guard Business Breakfast Forum on February 1st to interact with leaders from Congress and the government. You'll hear what they expect for our government's priorities and spending in 2017 and beyond, and how this will affect you and your company. My name is Howie Lind, and I'm the president of the International Stability Operations Association. Seats are limited, so sign up now at stability-operations.org for this not-to-miss event at the Hyatt on Capitol Hill.
7:53 now on WMAO. Time to see what's going on with your money. Let's check in with Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Hello, Landon.
Good morning, Brian. Well, Wall Street looking to extend yesterday's rally, which sent the Dow past the 20,000 milestone for the first time ever after President Trump gave the go-ahead to start construction of that massive border wall between the U.S. and Mexico. Stocks may get off from a ton of better than expected for earnings already out this morning. The news was good at Dow component Caterpillar and at Ford Motors, cable giant Comcast, the owner of CNBC's parent company, NBC, as well as at Southwest Airlines, Dow Chemical, homebuilder Pulte Group, and more. With the market soaring lately, Mexico's Jose Cuervo, the world's biggest tequila maker, will go ahead with an initial public stock offering, which was put off last year. And Oprah Winfrey is teaming up with Kraft Heinz to create a new line of ready-to-eat packaged meals, with 10% of all profits going to charities that feed the hungry. Kraft Heinz also giving salaried workers the day off on the Monday after the Super Bowl. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Listen up, TV lovers. It's the three words you've been dying to hear. Scandal is back. And in the first 10 minutes alone, you're not going to know what hit you.
Oh, my God.
Know what's even more awesome?
That will give you a hint.
I can't wait for tonight.
The entire TGIT lineup returns. Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder.
It's TGIT time.
Hell yeah!
Tonight, starting at 8 on ABC 7 on Your Side.
There's a lot happening every day in your neighborhood and around the world. That's why you watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington every day to find out what's new, what's now, and what's happening next. We're there for you minute by minute with breaking news, updates, and special alerts, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes to help you prepare and plan your day ahead. Weekdays starting at 4:25 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, where good mornings start.
7:55, let's check in and see how things are going on the highways and byways. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, we definitely have our tough spots this morning. Let's begin Old Town Alexandria, the crash northbound side, George Washington Parkway. That had been up near Slater's Lane, you know, where the railroad crossing is. And as a result, everyone trying to head through Old Town Alexandria really feel the effects of this crash. So expect these delays not only on Washington Street, but on the GW Parkway, even beginning before you get to the Beltway. Spillover over to Route 1, Patrick Street, that's taking a hit as well. To the Wilson Bridge, your backup before St. Barnabas Road, outer loop of the Beltway out of Largo and in Porta past FedEx Field. Very slow. In fact, each direction had the crash north of 202 on that outer loop stretch of the Beltway. Here's a little bit better news, but it has been a struggle this morning. Our last incident on the Beltway right now, currently, that was our last incident, inner loop near 123 just cleared. Overall from Springfield toward the Legion Bridge and heavy delays. Update is brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute. They treat the most AFib patients in the Washington, D.C. region with innovative treatments like the Watchman to help reduce the risk of stroke associated with this condition. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/AFib. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
56 today. No chance of showers, though, as we go through this morning. Partly cloudy this afternoon. Tonight, 37. Tomorrow, only 44 with gusty winds. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 50 degrees at 7:57.
Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable, and so I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They are amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear. Honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental. You see, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who've had any dental fears can safely visit. Everything's talked about in advance, and it's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, a nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
There are times when it's nice that things go up, and it's sometimes even better when things go down. Novec, a not-for-profit electric cooperative, provides wholesale power to its customers at cost. Any changes in that cost are passed along through an annual power cost adjustment on bills. The average home's power bill from Novec will again go down in 2017 by nearly $11 a month, making down a very good direction for power bills. Novec, owned by the people they serve.
Has your balance been affected by a concussion, head, or brain injury? Is your head injury due to sports, auto accident, military service, a trip, slip, or fall? You may be eligible for participation in a clinical research study to evaluate whether a new investigational device can help subjects who have difficulty with balance as a result of their concussion, head, or brain injury. If you're between the ages of 18 and 65, your injury was over 1 year ago, and now have difficulty with balance, you may qualify. please visit braininjurytrial.com for more information and to find out if you qualify for this clinical research opportunity. Compensation is available for qualified participants. Limited space is available, so please visit braininjurytrial.com or call 877-837-2122. Visit braininjurytrial.com or call 877-837-2122.
Are you retired or soon will be? Is your will up to date? Don't want to leave a mess for your family to clean up? I'm Attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we will look back at the life and times of Mary Tyler Moore at 8:05 as we talk with John Nolte. And then at 8:35 this morning, this afternoon, we're going